The Jamaica Mortgage Bank, the JMB, a statutory organization under the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, is committed to carrying out its mandate of providing affordable housing to Jamaicans. General Manager at the JMB, Courtney Winter, tells us more about the role of the bank in this regard. He was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
The Jamaica Mortgage Bank is now finding a very innovative way to still achieve the mandate, which is providing affordable housing. And the underlying word here is affordable housing to Jamaicans. We have a legacy of facilitating affordable housing in Jamaica for 44 years. As a matter of fact, in the early 80s, the Jamaica Mortgage Bank was responsible for about 40% of the housing stats in Jamaica.
Is that so?
Most people don't even realize that the Jamaica Mortgage Bank financed schemes such as Longville in Clarendon, Long Mountain in Kingston and St. Andrew, Coralville Gardens, Garvin Mead in St. Catherine, Stonebrook in Trelawney, that's a housing scheme behind the Trelawney Park,
multi-purpose park,
and many, many more. We have financed 50 to 60 projects, a total of about 25 to 30,000 housing solutions, including houses and service lots in our history. And our mandate is really to provide affordable housing for Jamaicans. Now, I know with affordable housing, we automatically think about the NHT.
Yes.
We also think about HAG in terms of social housing.
Precisely. But however, not mortgage bank.
Exactly. However, there is a gap in terms of the profile or value of housing. So if you look at the value of a house between $8 million and, let's say, $15 million, there is a real gap because the National Housing Trust, most people will go to the National Housing Trust to fund housing within their contribution limit of about $8 to $9 million. HHA focuses primarily in social housing and other low-income housing.
Yes.
The Jamaica Mortgage Bank is relevant in the middle markets.
True, that's an important market.
And so what we try to do is to facilitate developers who are playing in that market. And as a matter of fact, what we have seen is that most developers prefer to play in the middle market because it's more economic feasible for those developers. Mm-hmm. Over the years, if you look at the economic and social survey that was published by the PIOJ in 2013, the increase in the housing starts and completion, although there are increases from 2009 to now, most of that increases have shifted from the NHT to more private developers.
Mm-hmm.
I know the NHT also funds some private developers, but a lot of that shift has now shifted to private developer in terms of housing starts and housing completion. And so we start to talk about how access to funding to these private developers. A number of these private developers have to go to the providers of financing to be funded these developments.
And you provide at more concessionary rates.
Exactly.
So that has an impact on the final price of the house.
Exactly.
So we need to show the connection to the, you know, ordinary people, ordinary and middle class people, how they benefit.
Exactly. So one of the input costs to provide affordable housing is the financing.
Yes, a big part.
And so what we try to do is to facilitate that input cost as low as possible to have the developers provide those type of affordable housing that we're looking for.
General Manager at the Jamaica Mortgage Bank, Courtney Winter, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
Hey, Rose! You're depending on a big cleanup.
I'm trying to rid my place of mosquito breeding sites, and you should do the same.
A whole heap of old pan and tire over my yard. Make me help you, and then you can help me.
All right, come. Get the knife and bore holes in all these tins or any container that can hold water. Then put them in the garbage bag.
Yes, and remember to tightly cover the drum that pulls the cooking oil on top of the water.
I'm going inside to throw the water out of the vase them and scrub them out.
I tell you, anywhere the mosquito find water, them breed up and terrorize with.
Act now. Let's work together to remove mosquito breeding sites from our homes and communities.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.